VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube.
Welcome to CNN 10.
Good day, listeners. It's time for our news briefing. Mask on or mask off? It's been tough these few weeks in Taiwan due to the pandemic outbreak. A level 3 nationwide restriction has been imposed by Taiwan's Central Epidemic Command Center, the CECC. But fortunately, people here have been cooperative and well alerted, working from our homes and avoiding public gatherings. However, in the US, with more people being vaccinated, the pandemic has been rather controlled now compared to when it first broke out in 2020. Late last week, May 13th, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, said most Americans who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can now stop wearing masks, whether they're indoors or outdoors, and that they no longer need to keep their distance from each other. From what we're facing here in Taiwan, this sounded a bit ridiculous, I must say. But let's find out why they said it. One thing to point out here is that this is guidance from the CDC, it's not national law. Many US states did not require wearing masks whether people were vaccinated or not. But several states that did have mask mandates removed them after the new CDC guidance came out. The health agency said that even if you're vaccinated, people could still be carrying the virus anywhere they go. But now it says the latest evidence indicates that it's unlikely that vaccinated people are carrying the virus, so they can be mask-free. Well, I would put my mask on at all times. You just can't be too careful in a time like this. None of the vaccines have been shown to be 100% effective against coronavirus. There have been a number of breakthrough cases recorded when people who are fully vaccinated still tested positive for the disease. So, folks in the States, good luck and stay safe. Just put your mask on! The Tokyo Olympics. Yes, folks, news about the Tokyo Olympics again. With the opening of the Tokyo Summer Olympics in just 2 months, new questions are being asked about whether the games should go on. Japan has recorded 45,000 new positive COVID tests over the past week. With just about 10 weeks away from the Tokyo Olympics and a growing chorus of high-profile voices in Japan are raising alarm about the games, including sponsors, athletes, politicians, and the medical community. Most recently, Toyota, a top Olympic sponsor, said that the company is concerned about the public frustration against hosting the games in the middle of the rising COVID-19 cases in Japan and a strained medical system. This comes after two of Japan's star athletes, tennis player Naomi Osaka and Kei Nishikori, said they're conflicted about whether the Olympics should be held this summer. As we get closer and closer to the games, the setbacks continue to mount. At least 35 towns in Japan that said they're canceling deals to host international athletes, citing COVID-19 concerns. The US track and field team has canceled its pre-Olympic training camp in Japan. The torch relay has been canceled or moved off of public streets in parts of the country. Several test events have been canceled or postponed. On top of all this, Japan has only fully vaccinated about 1% of its population. And yes, amid of all this, the International Olympic Committee continues to reiterate that they are determined to host the Olympic Games as planned. Folks in Japan, dear listeners in Japan, good luck, stay safe. And now, here's our sentence of the day. Now, it says the latest evidence indicates it's unlikely that vaccinated people are carrying the virus, so they can be mask-free. Once again. Now, it says the latest evidence indicates it's unlikely that vaccinated people are carrying the virus, so they can be mask-free. And now let's take a look at the vocab we've got here. Number one, latest. Latest, which means the newest, most recent, or modern. For example, watch the news for the latest updates of the COVID-19 pandemic. Number two, unlikely. Unlikely, which means not probable or not likely to happen. For example, let's face it, our team is most unlikely to win. Number three, vaccinated. Vaccinated, which means to receive vaccination, usually by injection, to prevent from getting a disease. For example, the children were vaccinated against the coronavirus. Folks, I hope you guys are safely at home right now. If you have to go out, mask on, avoid gathering, and always keep your hands sanitized. This is going to be a tough war, but we shall overcome it. This is Ken Miao. I love you guys. Let me know that you're safe and sound. I'll see you again next week. Peace.